Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man hides in chicken coop to avoid local police. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were called to North Garner Lake Road on December 24th at around 7:15 p.m. to the report of a tan 1999 Chevy pickup truck in the ditch on the west side of the road. The pickup slid off the road due to snowy conditions and had hit a fence and knocked over a post, according to Lieutenant Paul Pinnell. When they reached the scene, there were no occupants in or near the pickup. Deputies learned the 26-year-old man driving the truck had left the scene on foot to ask for help from a nearby resident on B Lane. The owner of the residence on B Lane contacted the sheriff's office and told deputies a man had come to his door but did not understand what he needed assistance with. At the time of arrival, deputies talked to the homeowners but did not locate the 26-year-old man initially. After looking around the home, they noticed footprints, which led them to a nearby chicken coop where the man was found hiding. While questioning him, he told deputies about the accident and why he had left the scene. Upon running a check, they found there was an ICE detainer out for the man. They contacted ICE, but were told they didn't need to detain him. The 26-year-old had borrowed the car from a friend, but didn't have a valid driver's license, for which he was cited for. Deputies assisted in contacting a friend who could pick him up from the accident. A man spotted walking along Skyline Drive on Monday evening was picked up for public intoxication. Gillette police officers responded to the report at approximately 11:20 p.m. When officers located the 69-year-old man, they saw he had two cuts on his face and hand and was bleeding. He told officers he had fallen into the roadway while walking. He also said he had been drinking and was attempting to walk home. EMS arrived to evaluate the man and he was treated at the scene. Officers helped the man try to contact several people for a ride but couldn't find anyone. For the sake of his safety, he was arrested for public intoxication and taken to the Campbell County Detention Center without incident. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.